You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
What up, though, everybody? Thank you for listening to another episode of 3 Raw, the podcast. This is CJ.
Your boy, Jimmy.
Smash Rob.
Man, I'm almost about to say, it's your boys. I don't like saying it's your boy. That's not my thing. but anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been a crazy 2 weeks since we last recorded. It's been crazy. For me, it is. I don't know about you two guys, but it's been crazy.
Yeah, it's been wild.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, how about you?
Unnecessary. That's, I don't know how else to say it. It's been a blessing to be able to be in the midst of those days, being blessed to be alive and seeing the day. But
thank you, Lord Jesus, Savior.
And thank you, Jesus. But it has been crazy. Like, I don't understand what's going on with people, but y'all
know what type of job we work at, though.
I'm not just talking about our jobs. I'm talking about in general. These people are in need of psychiatric help and Jesus. We got a half and half it.
Right.
Yeah, well,
it takes hard work for that, but you know, and not only Jesus, but whatever. Go ahead, Rob.
It's been wild. You know what I mean? Too much. You know what I mean? Unnecessary, like y'all was saying earlier, man. Me, in my situation, just a lot of people playing games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what? I was telling somebody the other day, man, a former associate of mine, man. Like, look, man. I already know why you hitting me back up, man. We know what it is, man. Like, just don't. You know what I mean?
I'm
going
to ask
like,
you about that, too. I seen it on your snap. You was going off.
Yeah, I had to, man. Because I just be feeling like a lot of things is disrespectful, man. You know me, I don't be striving on respect or nothing like that. Or I'm going to demand it regardless.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But just, you know, last few years, man, like, I hate to keep dwelling on the past or my situation or nothing like that, but if you wasn't around, trying to come around, not even saying, is you okay, Rob, when I was down and out and sick?
Exactly.
And, you know what I mean? Don't come trying to show fact. I mean, face nod, man, because you seeing I'm doing better or, you know what I mean? Life looking a little bit better for me or I'm getting a little more things now or, man, don't do that, man. Don't
hop on the team,
man.
And you start to see who is in your circle and who's not.
Well,
that's a good, and the saying is, everybody's here for a season, not for a reason.
Amen. That's true. But, you know, in my situation, it's just more like, keep it real with yourself, man, because I know what it is. Once you disappeared, you basically proved to me what it was. I'm not tripping on it, but, you know what I mean? Come on, nah.
Yeah,
text messages,
man,
and
good,
inboxes,
man.
And now all of a sudden you so interested in everything. Robert, man, watch out, man.
Right.
I was heated the other day. I ain't know if anybody saw it, man. My bad. You know
but it's
I mean?
All good. It's all good.
Yeah, man.
So I want to kick this podcast off of with a topic. I want to talk about male feminism. Everybody think showing emotion to another guy, especially us male, is gay or soft or feminist. You know, what do your guys think about that, man?
I have always told my boys, I love you.
I love you too, man.
And you know I do. But
don't give me a teary eye, but go ahead.
But no, like, the problem is we don't know what that means because it hasn't been shown correctly. We don't know what brotherhood is really like as far as it being vast. It's between maybe 3 to 5 dudes.
Yeah.
It's not 10, 15, 25. Like, I can say it, but there's not too many people that can say that they got a vast brotherhood past blood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, it's rarity in a black community for us guys to, like, band together.
Well, I'm not going to just say the black community. Yeah. I think it's just me and period.
It's in general. Like, it's ugly.
I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Some things, you got to be more like, you know, you got to man up to some things, man. Like your responsibilities, your actions, you know what I mean? Certain things that you got to man up on your own, you know what I'm saying? But in the same token, you don't got to hold everything in, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I see a lot of people.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, like, I see a lot of people hold on to something that they going through or try to personally hide it. But then Nas is showing towards everything else. You taking your frustrations out on me.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? You mad at the world. You everybody done did something. A nigga did this. A motherfucker did that. Man, and in reality, you just need to open up, man. Let me, you know what I mean? Because you never know what I'm going through.
Show your emotions. That's all.
You holding in that, but you bringing it out. You know what I'm saying? I might have went through that a year or two ago, and I can help you through your problem. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Cats always being hard at the wrong time.
Right. I think what I think is that it's good to show your emotion to your guy. I mean, especially if you're going through a hard time.
Yeah, man.
I think God should like show like, you know, I care for you. I care about you. You know, yeah, you give me a hug. Don't give me a long, sensitive hug. Like, you know, like, come here. I love you.
What are you doing over there?
Right. not no touch of fitty, but I'm saying, you know, it's good to show love to your boys, man. It's good. Just say, man, I'm care for you. I'm here for you. Whatever you need me.
Yeah,
man. You know what? I love you. I love you too, dog. We should get married. No, it ain't.
Man, come on, it ain't about that.
I was saying. Don't take it too far now.
I'm not even going to say it.
come on, man.
I had it, but then I said no.
You know what the show is?
No. You know what? Let me listen.
What's the name of the show? What's the name of the show?
Listen, okay. Listen. I'm going to go ahead and do it. This whole male feminism situation, let's be honest, is stemming from the fact because right now there is a vast opening of homosexuality. And it's like, I love everybody.
Let me do this right.
I was taught to love the sinner and hate the sin. Okay? I'm not with them guys that's always running up on gay people and trying to make them feel some type of way. You know, here's my thing with it. Don't shove it down my throat.
Yeah.
No homo. Don't shove it down my throat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, funny because, no, I ain't trying to help. Go ahead.
You know what? Like, it's starting to really, it's going too far. It's in like every show. It's going toward
movie.
It's going toward like I was watching
fashion.
The DPS.
Hey, shout out to gay people.
I love the sinner. I love the sinner and hate the sin. Those that know me for real. You should be able to have somebody say something to you about me, and you should be able to defend and say, you know what? If you knew Brandon like I knew him, you understand where he's coming from. So once again, love the sinner, hate the sin. What I'm simply saying is that it's getting a little out of hand, all right? You can't really throw heterosexuality in somebody's face due to the fact because you don't know. You have to find a way, and I'm just going to deal with the males right now. And I'm going to just say for black males mostly. You must find some outrageous way to let us know. Mm-hmm. That you're gay. I don't need an outrageous way. If you look, I'm just saying, if you dress like I'm dressed, regular, not a certain fashion way, just a shirt, pants, shoes, I'm out the door. Simple. Yeah. All this extra.
But you know, people show emotions differently.
That's fine. I don't mind that. There's a difference between if we're going to talk about emotion, then that emotion right there is called. Mm-hmm. You just dramatic
as hell.
We don't need all that.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to be less gay if you dress correctly? Yes, I said correctly.
You know what it be though, man.
I said correctly.
Go ahead, Rob.
You know what it be though. Real talk, man. Like I don't get mad at nobody for their preference, man. Your sexual preference or none of that, man. Not your religious preference, anything, man. But my only issue, like the flaming.
It's too much.
You know what I mean? Like, hold on. Because we can go into it. You know what I'm saying?
It's too much.
I'm going to try to.
It's a part of male feminism.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But I'm going to try to break it down a little bit. You get your, what you call them? The bottoms. You know what I mean?
And the tops.
And then the tops. You know what I mean? Using the language.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't got to be out, like Brandon was saying, man, all that extra, dog. You know what I mean? Calm that down,
it's
man.
Too
like,
much,
even if
bro.
You quote unquote the girl, or even if you dress a certain way, man, sometimes it be the actions.
Nothing's not going to change.
No.
Clearly, if you already got your mind made up, is what I'm saying.
I mean, but they can have their mind made
nothing's
up, too.
Got,
sexuality, man. But like, come on,
but
man.
Yeah, that's my point. Like you're already there. No that, more needs to be done if you're already if you and that, me made a decision to get married, right?
The real going on.
I'm just saying. Okay. No. I'm just saying. Like
I had to think about. Like
you got married to Aquila because that was your decision. Not just based on the fact of the matter that y'all were equally yoked. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Sis Aquila. Same way with me and Erica. Shout out to my wife. Like you didn't do it off the basis of somebody else saying it to you or pushing you into it. Mm-hmm. Now you looking or acting a certain way is not going to change the fact that you're married unless you just going dramatically out of character to let somebody know. Like right. Unless you just busting in work. Y'all know I'm married. Y'all know every other, like, you know what I mean? There's no.
I mean, you saying the real nigga shit, though. Saying? You know what I mean?
So I just don't. It's unnecessary, no, all right?
But, like, you know what I'm saying? To ad lib a little
bit. At the end of the day, man, we grown as hell. That's right?
It's unnecessary,
to ad lib to what he's saying, man, you got to keep it real, man. Like, was you there when we was working? What was my man's name? You know what I'm talking about.
You talk,
you
know we I'm came talk- at the same time, right? Me yeah. and him got hired at the same time. Yeah, damn, I can't remember that dude's name.
He was just out the clear blue flaming. Unnecessary flaming, dog. Man. A few right. years ago, we was working at fast food situation. You know what I'm saying? Me and CJ. Right. Mm-hmm. And I remember we had to have a mandatory meeting, right? Peep game.
Oh my god! I know where it's going. But go ahead, go with the story. Go ahead with the story.
Hey, Pete Gay. So he used to come up in that motherfucker dog with red weaves and wigs on.
Oh my god!
Rainbow wigs and all this
old name.
All this extra shit for no reason, dog. Bro. You know, we know you gay. We know you. You know what I mean? You do what you do. You know what I mean? We see.
He had a purse.
Dog.
He had a purse.
Man, come on, man. He had it all, dog. Bro. So look. Let me get to the meeting. We have a fucking meeting, right? So the owner come down. He like, yeah, man, we getting a lot of complaints with customers having hair and they fries, you know, different color hairs and they. Now look, listen.
hey, I remember that.
Look, they finished. So he like, yeah, we having a lot of complaints from customers about having different color hair and they, you know, what I'm saying they fat, they food and they fries.
Real quick,
you know what I mean?
He didn't say we're having complaints about a guy that's.
Gay. Hold on. Baby guy,
never finish. Because I want to hear this. It's funny as shit.
He like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already know the rules, man. Ladies, I'm not going to knock y'all for what y'all do, but we got to wear hair next. Now, mind you, my man's hair. No lie. I'm lying, CJ.
You're not lying.
My man's used to come in, Brandon, with a weave down to his feet.
Shout out to everybody that's listening.
You know what I mean? On some man, real 100, was... though. So he gets mad.
That shit was late to the
He gets no, mad. He goes completely left.
I don't have to say that. Go ahead.
And never mind me. I'm gonna try to sound like him a little bit, dog. Don't look at me crazy.
Oh, hold down. Is this for the fellas or the females? Cause it seemed like this only towards me.
Oh my god.
Everybody in there looked at my man and smacked our lips.
Let me do it.
No, go ahead.
Like, bitch. You supposed to do this. You supposed to do that. My hair is slayed to the goddess, bitch.
Oh, man, come on, man. Come
I'm saying.
On,
I'm saying. I did it better than you, shit. Go ahead.
Man, good. But, man, long story short, man, he literally got mad, and it was a big thing at the meeting because he couldn't come to work. Fast food restaurant, mind you. With his hair down to his feet, man, and a wig, and I mean, a red and blue. You know what I mean? Like, come on, my dude, dog. Like, on someone, even the females was like, man, you going too far.
Too far.
You feel me? When the women saying you going too far, you going too far.
You going too
far. That's a problem. You.
This is crazy. This is back in 2009, right?
I was like, 09, 2010 or something like that. You know what I mean?
Man, he's going too far, especially with social media. TV, everything's going too far.
I had a recent situation. I went to WC3, shout out WC3, to go get my transcripts. I'm in there in the office, and this guy comes in. He's fully gay, and I didn't think nothing of it. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what I mean about dramatic and being going too far. There's no need for you to look for attention. Okay, he walks in. He had on the, you know, everybody's wearing that throw sweater now. Kind of, it's like a robe.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got that on. He's got capris on. He's got glittery low top chucks. he's got a track weave situation where it's going that way and this way. And then he's got like a... he's got like the 10 o'clock, you know. You
did stock and cap show on his head? Because, you know, most people, they have like a stock and cap.
But it wasn't all the way together neither. Now, you know how people got that shadow situation when they just cut their beard or whatever the case may be.
5 o'clock, yeah.
Okay, there's the 5 o'clock and then there's the real bumpy situation.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't bumpy, but you know what I mean? Like, it's... You know, your face is a whole different. Your face is a whole different color because you just did it.
You know what I mean?
But it doesn't matter, right?
Right.
Now he comes in to talk to the same dude I'm talking to. He's currently a student, so you know, you cool with certain adults within the college that'll help you out and do this and do that. Mm-hmm. So he's coming in talking to him or whatever. He's looking at me all mad, like with a side eye. I don't know where it came from because I never. Gave him any mindset or attention that I was uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Moral of the story. If you uncomfortable doing that much, you probably shouldn't be doing that much.
Mm-hmm. And to reiterate your story, I had my coworker the other day, shout out to Andrew. He said, he mentioned something about white male feminism is different than male feminism. I think it's more pressure for us than it is for the white person. If a black person sees something, especially us males, if a black male sees something that's like, I don't want to say the G word, say like feminine to them, he was like, oh, hell no. Nah. Oh,
if it's too girly, we do tend to get a little bit more testosterone seems to push out. Like, we get mad, and I'm...
Yeah, so, we get mad.
You know what I'm saying? And I try not to...
The dude got his... He got deleted his social media accounts now. He's like...
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, for me, I look at it from a standpoint of... I'm not on... It's not that level of it. It's just... Like we said, it's too much. That's too much.
It's going... Some
stuff is just too far.
Yeah.
And you know...
And look at him as weak.
It's crazy. You know, it's crazy when you're white, black, whatever, when everybody... sees the situation with the same face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's too far. What was the point, bro?
Yeah, enough is enough, though.
Enough
man.
Is enough.
Enough is enough, man.
We do like a hashtag movement, like, you know, like Me Too.
Man, enough is enough.
Seriously.
Period. You know what I mean?
Moving on.
Yeah, what are we going to talk about? What else are we going to talk about, man?
You know what?
Sound like Tommy right now. You know how Tommy be lying.
Ladies.
All right.
Ladies.
Ladies. Oh, we got something to tell y'all.
We got to talk, man.
Yes.
We got to talk. Listen, y'all have, y'all got to learn how to let it go. Let it go. What I'm saying as far as let it go. I had a customer not too long ago. Shout out to those who are able to have the strength to do it. As far as if you have, and I'm going to say for both parties, if you got a male or a female that's incarcerated and you're in love, you guys are in a relationship and you're trying to push through and you're making it. Some of those situations you can make something out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, most of the time, it's a waste of time. I'm not saying to give up all the way. I'm saying pay attention to what your time being spent on. She was with a guy who was in jail for about 6 months. He got out. He ended up going back to jail for 4 more months. And it's different when your mindset is no matter what. When you iffy.
They supportive, like they support their man.
Right,
I know. That's cool. That's cool for ladies. That's special. Got
you,
man.
Yeah, when you got an iffy mindset, you need to really evaluate whether or not if you want to go far with this or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
If you go to jail,
it depends on the circumstances.
Yes,
because people's circumstances are different.
Yes, and that's why I say, pay attention to the time being spent. Don't just go. Because there's people that's not in jail that's in a relationship and it's a waste of time. And
right.
The person that is in jail, that's a sure bet. What I'm simply saying is that...
Conjugal visits.
Yeah, well, pay attention to the time that you're spending, okay? Like, if this person, male or female, goes to jail, they come out and they're trying to get themselves together and they just end up in a situation where, you know, you do got them POs that's just riding your back. They ain't trying to really give you enough room to actually become a citizen again. I get those. But the ones who I got arrested, I went to jail for a certain amount of time. I came back out and I went back to jail for the same.
Just repeated offenders and going back to
like,
back.
Like, bro.
You just basically saying over loyalty.
That's or
is
too
it
much.
Just or is it just a jail thing?
It's not just a no.
Just over loyalty, right?
We can do over loyalty. Right. Like, if you and me are duh, you and me are boys, we're brothers, and I'm loyal to you all the way, but to a certain extent. People have a problem with certain extent. Certain extent protects you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Certain extent only. The only way you cut off certain extent is when it comes to God. There is nothing that you will not do when it comes to God. Other than that, there are certain extents.
That's true.
Period. That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna let my boys say what they need to say about it, but
go ahead. I can go. Or
it's in
go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Well, like you were saying, man, just over loyalty. That's a huge problem, dog. Definitely in, you know what I'm saying, relationships, mainly with females. They'd be over loyal to somebody. Obviously, we all know the situations. Like, he brought up, you know what I'm saying, the quote-unquote guy that's keep going back and forth to jail. You know what I mean?
Labels.
Off some dumb shit.
Yeah, off some, you know what I mean? Not trying to get us up together. You got a lot of those.
Labels. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But then you got a lot of...
The street dudes that really don't want to get their stuff together. They just... Want to do whatever
you
the hell
can't
they
just say
do.
Street dudes, man. Just some people just be knuckleheads.
Yes,
man. You know what I mean.
Yes,
but then you got
the niggas who with.
But
the
then you have
shit.
Somebody that's not even a street person at all, but can't stop cheating, and then now you over loyal today. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or can't stop lying, can't stop playing games. You stealing, you doing this, you doing that. You bringing back STDs. You bringing back
okay.
other people's kids.
Yeah,
man. I'm not even gonna throw nobody under the bus.
You know what?
I'm definitely going to do that, but I know a lot of people that's
but
like
I
that.
I got to get this one situation, man. I ain't going to call her name out or nothing, but I was talking to a young lady a few years ago. She had just broke up with her baby daddy. At this point, she was with her baby father for about, like, I think about 10 or 11 years or something like that.
That's strong.
You know what I mean? Holding him down. She was telling me she enough was enough.
Well, hold on. Was they married?
No.
Oh, hell no. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you know, but... You can't get mad at people. Certain situations is different. You
okay,
know what I mean?
Okay.
Gotta be real. Long story short, she was just telling me when I was talking to her, enough was enough. Obviously, he wouldn't marry her. And then the straw that broke the camel's back was he came back with another baby.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
she said that was just it. You know what I mean? She got to start loving herself. And so I was saluting her. You know what I mean?
The typical.
Yeah, it's the
stuff.
Typical. But you can always respect anybody who try to learn. Mm-hmm. You're never too old for learning. Mm-hmm. So right. I was respecting that. You know what I mean?
That part.
We stopped talking for a minute. And within like we had a little petty argument about something, man. I can't even tell you. But I know for sure I was in the wrong. But I was just an asshole. You know what I mean? So I know I was in the wrong. So anyway, I go on Facebook. Guess who's back with who?
Same
you know what
shit.
I mean?
It's like those type of chicks. They like those type of chicks. They be going
man,
in and out
you know
relationships.
And then she was a nice person too, though. I was actually feeling like, dang, she didn't.
You trying to get on?
You know, well, no, not even that. We was talking.
You trying to fuck?
Hey, come on, CJ. You know what I mean? Hey, she was a nice person. I ain't about to disrespect her. And, you know what I mean?
Ahead,
in no
ahead.
Ways, because I honestly still feel kind of sorry for her. But then again, I can't.
Yeah.
Because it's like, man, you refuse. You now it's to the point. It's a choice.
Yeah.
You choosing to be stupid now. You see what I'm saying? At some point, yeah, you're a little slow. Yeah, you don't know no better. Yeah, you in love. Yeah, you trying to do it for the child, you know what I mean, or the children.
All
but then at,
excuses you can
at,
give.
Yeah, but then it get to a point where it's no excuse.
Yeah, that's it.
You choosing this. You like this
going
lifestyle.
Too far, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm going too far. Like,
oh, man. But then again,
but
it's situations like that. And I don't know a couple fellas that's like that, too. Impact.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you with this female, she clearly disrespecting you. She clearly dogging you. She clearly cheating on you. Mm-hmm. You keep going back. Or she clearly over crazy for no reason.
Oh, we know those.
But for no reason. And it seemed like you attracted to that. You like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't get it, man. You know, I try not to judge people in their situations.
Me either.
You know what I mean? Because then what's the first thing?
I try not to.
Well, yeah, I try not to. You know what I mean? Everybody do. Keep it real. But then you try not to. It's like, dang, that's kind of wrong. Let me just mind my eyes and keep it moving.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know what?
But, the last topic I want to talk about, reiterate what we were just talking about, is have y'all ever got played before?
Absolutely. Oh, man. Come on, man.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I remember one time I got played.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Should I tell the story?
Why not?
Fuck it. Okay. I feel so ashamed to talk about this, but I don't care. Yeah. So this is my first year of college. Mm. So got a nice little scholarship to go to college and student loans, you know. Shout out. I was set. I was all set. Grants. So I think I got like $15,000 that one semester. So, and a credit card. So I messed with this one chick.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
On some simp shit. On some simp shit. So me and her talking, you know, I try to do whatever to get some pussy. I did whatever. I didn't care. I was spending over our house, you know, eating a pussy here and there. And guess what? Don't kill him. I ain't getting no pussy.
Don't kill him, please. Don't kill him.
I had to, man.
Don't kill him.
So I was spending money on cell phone bills.
Oh boy.
I told you, I was on some simp shit. I was trying to get some pussy. So.
The things.
Finish up, dog, because I'm just, you know what I mean?
Okay,
I'm
my bad. So,
I mean, I'm looking kind of, you know.
So,
I'm looking.
Long story short, you know, I was $2,000 in debt on my credit card, trying to pay her cell phone bill, just get her a new coat, buy her some new shoes and all that, just to get some pussy. End result, I did not get no pussy. But you know what? Karma's a bitch.
Oh, is it?
You know why?
Why?
Well, her husband died a few years ago, so I mean, you know.
Wow, dog. Yeah. Wow. Hey, you serious too, dog. That's the only reason why
that's
laughing,
karma,
dog.
Hey,
wow.
That's karma. That's all I gotta say.
See, look at B. He's shot. See what I'm saying? Come on, CJ.
Jesus.
Okay. I ain't did nothing about it, but go ahead.
Okay, so I as y'all know, I'm the eyeballing about every crew.
Oh yeah, yeah, you are.
It was middle school. Shout out to the Joy Dogs. We no longer have the school. This white girl. Yes, whatever. This white girl comes into school, predominantly black. Period. She was probably the only white girl there. But she wasn't regular Lily. She was from the hood.
Oh, we know. Right. We know.
So, we just being cool. Because I'm cool with everybody. I don't care about all that. You know, and this is, again, back in middle school. One more time. Back in middle school. I ain't trying to hear nothing when I get home. Anyway, again, back in middle school. Way before we met. Anyway, so I'm dating the young lady after the fact because, you know, we're cool. We're getting along. We're starting to feel each other. That's what you do.
Yeah.
At least my book. I had multiple female friends as far as my sisters are concerned, and I did what I normally do every day. I walk through the hallway, I hug this person, hug that person, and us starting to go out, they were supposed to go the same way, and it didn't go that way. I hugged one person, and then next thing I know, I'm on the stairs. What was that?
I was just being sentimental to you, my bad.
And I'm just like, no, not that. It's like she's asking me. What was that? And I'm like,
I just
hug my friend. No, I don't want you hugging no other around me. Okay. I don't know how I'm gonna make this happen because this is it's a few. But I'll see what I can do. So I told, thinking they'd be understanding, I told shout out to my engineer. She absolutely shook her head. Hell no. That's fake as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going through that with you. So, you know, I walk up and my friend goes, why are you not hugging me? I'm not allowed to hug you anymore. Excuse me? I'm not allowed to hug you anymore. you know, this is me being in a relationship. I just wanted to keep the peace. Y'all do what you gotta do later, Rob. But let me.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
So I'm trying to keep the peace. Now my friend Brittany, who is by far one of the most gangsterous females I've ever met in my entire life. I don't hug Brittany, and Brittany goes off. She like, you not hugging me because of that bit? You know what? I'm gonna keep it quiet for right now. But she better not test me. So it's a regular, you know, we've gone together for about 2 months now. We're fast forwarding. I say hi. I'm not thinking it's gonna be that big of a deal. Brittany walks up to try to get a hug. Mm. I guess they caught eyes.
Oh, Lord.
And once they caught eyes, it was like, you know, I couldn't give Brittany a hug, but I gave her a semi-hug. That was almost as worse as that.
Dude be the deadliest ones, though.
Shout
see, that's
out
what I'm
to
saying.
My engineer. Her face Dude, is
the,
everything.
The shoulder boys. Those deadly.
Those are deadly. I know crazy girls like that.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I went for the... Because I figured if I gave you something, we'd be all right. No. Not for Brittany.
No.
Brittany looked at it from... I was here first. So...
She
went off. She's like, no. That's it. F her.
You was her
that's
property.
Such and such. So I was like, what? You did who? And so I walked away. The girl walks up to me. It's like, I would never. And I'm like, you know what? I just think you and me just need to be friends right now. Because I can't, mind you, 2 months. At least I think how long this was. I can't get one good thing about this girl from anybody.
Right.
But I'm riding because, you know, you don't ride on a relationship from what other people say. You ride on a relationship from the person you with. But 2 whole months, nothing. So fast forward on to high school. I run into who they talking about because I know him personally, but I never asked him because he's always somewhere around the hood. You can barely catch him. I finally caught him and I asked him. I said, did you know a such and such girl named such and such?
Yeah.
He said, white girl. I said, yeah, long brown hair. I said, yeah. He said, yeah. First time I met her, I took her to the crib and it was a wrap. I had her on top of the kitchen, G. Why? She was yours? I was like, at the time. He said, I ain't know nothing about that, G. But at least you know she was a skeezer, bro. She wasn't nobody. And I was like, okay. So, not karma, but it's amazing how sometimes the brutal truth is really the truth.
Yeah.
You know, how people feel. So, you know, the karma was your name is around for
these
the
parts.
Wrong reason.
Around these parts.
Go ahead, Rob.
Shit. I'm going to just ad-lib a little bit to what B was just saying, man, as far as that karma. You really got to think about a few things. When you got somebody like overly emotional, overly attached, and like overly mad and jealous and shit like that, dog.
Too much.
You know what I mean? That's a little suspect, though.
Knowing too much.
That is.
Like, right away, that'd be a little bit suspect, man. That just makes me wonder. Now, like back in the day, you didn't know no better. I didn't know no better either.
Yeah.
But in due time, you start peeping game. Mm-hmm. Like, man, hold on. I've been knowing you a hot. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't even know how my left toe look. Why is you tripping?
Whoa.
Let's just keep it real. You know what I mean? You don't know my uncle. You know what I mean? On some 100. You know what I mean? So you not that emotionally attached to me. Why are you tripping?
They just want to feel validated. They just want somebody to
sometimes
love.
Sometimes you do actually get them people that's like
you put in it.
They
put
love
it, on,
it. They love it for sight. Head
on
heels.
You put
like,
it on.
That's what it is.
Or it's them who doing some bullshit.
Oh yeah, because you don't
you
want
know what
to,
I mean?
They don't want you to think. They don't want you to snoop through their phone. They don't want you
it's
to snoop
really
through their phone.
Now,
like,
see, that was a situation I was in. You know what I'm saying? That I can say I was played. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to a female in high school. We was doing all the little the quote unquote high school relationship shit you think you supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Little puppy love. Yeah.
You know, here go my phone. This your phone. Who you texting? This who I'm texting.
Spray painted.
You better. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Next tail.
Yeah, all that
tail.
Little goofy shit. You know
where
what
you
mean?
At?
So I get a new phone that I'll never forget. Now, mind you, this 04, 05.
Okay.
Brand new Nokia. Yeah, ooh, a no kid.
You doing all right.
Throwback.
You know what I mean? Yeah, no kid.
Throwback Thursday. Right.
So I'm putting, now hold on. I'm putting the names in my, you know what I mean? I'm going through the names.
Yeah.
She in my room. She watching 106 in Park. Everything good.
Shout out to, you AJ, know what I mean? And Free.
The AJ and Free days. So look, no, I think this was right at, anyways, nah, but look, AJ, you know what I mean? My grandmother on my father's side, we called her Mary Lou.
Okay.
Now, I don't know why, we always called her that. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So when I was putting her name in my phone, the Lou part wouldn't go through on the Nokia, so it was just Mary. But mind you, my girlfriend knew this.
Idiot.
So I'm just, you know what I mean? And that's what it is.
Never she gets, dawned on her.
She gets my phone. Who is Mary? Trips the fuck out. Goes crazy.
Oh,
goes
God.
Bonkers. Throws my phone.
I gotta see.
I'm praying, hoping,
like
and praying that it's not broke because I just got it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I got a situation like so that, like, but I don't got time.
But hold on. I'm like, dang, maybe I am wrong. Let me just put Grandma Mary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm young. I don't know no better. Yeah, no, I'm
it
young.
It ain't your fault. But it ain't your fault.
I don't know no better. I'm 15, something like that. You know. I goes to her house. Maybe like, maybe not even a whole 2 weeks, like maybe 2 or 3 days later. I see her phone. Same routine. Soon as I pick up her phone, she grabs it and screams. Now, mind you, this was the routine for a minute when we was talking. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord.
And I wasn't one of the ones who had the new phones and stuff like that. Man, I had the bootleg boys for a minute. When I got the Nokia, I thought I was doing something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But she
we
threw mine. Yeah, I mean, keeping it real. You know what I mean? But she threw my little something I thought I was all doing. And, you know what I mean? At 15 or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what are you doing? Hand me your phone. She
hesitated to give it to you.
She hesitating. She's screaming. She trying her best to find an argument. We break up. All kind of wild shit going on.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
You know what?
So I go to the crib, dog. Oh, I'm like, God. All right, man. It is what it is, dog. Fuck you. I go to the crib. Her cousin was cool with me. Mm-hmm. Her cousin hit me up. And her cousin let it slip. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, because I'm like, you was real. You was really a real nigga, though, Rob, because my, I'm going to just throw this out here. My girlfriend at the time was 2 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind. So I'm in like 9th, 10th grade. She in 11th, 12th. You know what I mean?
Some college nigga.
Right. You know what I mean? But nah, it would have been better if it was.
Hey, you got him an old skeezer.
It would have been better if it was. Mm-hmm. She let it slip. Like, you know what, Rob? You really real. You a real nigga because you allowed Jasmine to go to the prom with Alonzo. I'm like, I did what? Now, mind you, that was her ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
Mm. You know what I mean?
That don't make no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
prime night was absolutely planned. can I, you know what? Let me ask a question real quick. Getting a woman's perspective, we probably ain't got that much time, but is routine like signature? Does it have to be that way on a continuous basis?
Routine?
For everything.
For women?
Just, well, yeah, for y'all, like in a relationship.
No, I mean, what's wrong with spontaneity?
No, not spot. I get that part. I'm talking about I don't know where to switch up. And
I don't know where to switch up. That's just anybody. If you just switch up out of nowhere, you're probably doing some shady shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you're hiding your phone, all of a sudden you're like putting it down every time you're done.
Okay,
turn it
okay.
Over.
So with his situation,
your phone flat.
With his situation, right. Like, is he?
People like to, it's called projecting when people like are doing some shady shit and they're accusing you of doing some shady shit because they're trying to like take the attention away from what they're doing and they got a guilty conscience and they're pushing it out.
Because I don't understand why the question was asked and you weren't able to answer. So.
What?
She was like, who is Mary? I don't understand why you didn't get a chance to answer.
Right. You know what I mean? To this day. I mean, we know now.
Yeah,
I never understood.
Is Granny Mary?
But all right,
you know what I mean. But it is what it is, man.
You know, that was about 12 years ago. We here now.
I mean, but things happen though. Everybody ain't
all the other.
You know what I mean? Everybody ain't perfect. Some people have they issues, they downfalls. You know what I mean? I think everybody done been played or doing some playing or about to get played. You know?
Oh yeah.
So it is.
There's levels to it though.
Not this way.
But anyway, we about to get up out of here, guys. Tune in 2 weeks for another episode of Three Raw. Once again, this is your boy CJ.
Your boy Jimmy.
Man, it's your man's Rob.
All day.
All right, this is Three Raw.